God had to become man. He had to dwell with us to accomplish that work. And the work of Jesus made a door. Now here's the other aspect of God with us that many times we miss and we don't emphasize and we don't celebrate enough. Yes, Jesus came 2,000 years ago, but you know, I wasn't living there. My eyes didn't see him. My ears didn't hear him. I can read about it in the Bible. I can enjoy the stories and understand what God was like because I can read it. But I didn't experience it with my five senses. He lived and he died and he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven. And this is what he told his disciples. It's better for you that I go away. Because if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. The Comforter was the Holy Spirit that was going to come and be with us. Now, listen to these verses in John chapter 7. Jesus talking to the crowd, and he says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Spirit of God is everywhere, just like God is everywhere. He's omnipresent. In him we live and we move and have our being. So why is Jesus saying there's going to come a day when you're going to have, and the best way he could describe it was a river of water with inside of your very heart. And it was going to flow up. And it was going to come out, a force, like living water that was going to come out of you. And he said he was speaking about the Holy Spirit who was not yet given. The Holy Spirit was around us. But it wasn't given in this way. And listen to me, God with us. There's another dimension to God with us beyond Jesus' physical birth and that God-man. He was God with us. But there is another God with us today that Jesus spoke to us. And he said, it's going to be by my Holy Spirit. I am going to give you my Spirit. And he told them, he said, don't go from Jerusalem. You wait for this promise of the Father. And the promise was that God was going to put a new spirit within us. He was going to write his laws on our heart. He was going to change us from the inside out. And that was the promise that was given to these people. That there was going to come a day, a time in the future, wasn't yet, where the Holy Spirit was going to be poured out. Now, what was keeping the Holy Spirit from being poured out? Because of our sin. But Jesus came and made a way. He redeemed us. And it said the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus had to finish his work on earth, ascend into heaven, and then the Holy Spirit would be poured out upon all flesh, all those that believed in him. And it was going to be God, not just with us, but within us. This is the exciting part of being a Christian, is to be filled with the very presence of God, having a power within us that is described like a river of living water that's bubbling up, that's moving within you, that's moving you, that's prompting you, that's motivating you, that's energizing you. Being a Christian isn't just trying to, well, I know these truths in the Bible and I'm going to try to live up to them. That would be knowing about God and trying to, you know, please him. But the Lord says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to pour my Holy Spirit out. And it will come into you and transform you and change you from the inside out. That is a tremendous power of God with us, an Emmanuel. And it's actually more powerful. And Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away. Why would that be? What if he was still here in a physical body that we would experience with our five senses. Which Christmas Eve service would he attend? I'm sure it would have been with us. He would have checked every week. So I'm going to be at KWCF. They showed up in the ice and the snow last Sunday, so I'm going to show up and be with them. But where would he really think about it? Where would he go? Would he go to London? Would he be in Jerusalem tonight? And if he was, only those certain people would experience his presence. Jesus said, it's so much better that I go away. Because now it's not going to be that you have to go to a geographical location. But now I'm going to be with each and every one of you. And I'm going to be God with you, in your heart. And all you have to do is repent of your sin, turn back to God, say, God, I am sorry for what I have done. I'm sorry for living my own life apart from you. And receiving that salvation that Christ provided on the cross, just crying out to him and receiving it, opening your heart. And he promises that he will then fill us with his Holy Spirit. And he comes in to change us and to live within us. This is God with us. Now, folks, this is the longing, the gnawing longing of each person's heart. We were built in the very core of our being to have an intimate relationship with God. We were designed that way. And when sin cut that off, it brought an emptiness within us. We feel incomplete and empty and unfulfilled and restless because of not having God who we were designed to experience. And as a result, there's a drive within us. And people call it different things. When the drive that tries to replace that emptiness. Some people call it man's drive to succeed. Others call it, I'm going to find myself. Psychologists talk about self-actualization. All of these terms, in some way, are speaking to man's hunger and desire to fill the longing of his heart and his soul. You all experience it from time to time. Even though we try to fill it, and sometimes there's sort of a cloudy area over it, because we're longing so much, we try to fill the emptiness with romance or relationships or friends and family. Others try to fill the emptiness by throwing themselves into their work and their career or just being able to buy something new, wanting to have money so that whatever I want, I can buy it. You know, it's that drive to get something new. If I could just get something new and fresh, if I could just get that possession, I think I'd be happy. And yet, it doesn't happen. Other people explore the dark side of life, trying to fill the loneliness and the longings, whether it be drugs or alcohol or crime or deviant behaviors of all kinds. And what's behind it all? A thrill. The thrill, the rush that comes, whether it be in crime or whether it be in drugs or whatever, something to fill the loneliness, the emptiness. But the only thing that will fill it is Jesus. And it doesn't matter how else you try to drown that emptiness and the lack of meaning in our life, it keeps coming back to the surface. Because only Jesus can satisfy the longing of your soul. That statement, if you'll receive it, will spare you a lot of hardship. People for thousands of years have tried to fill the emptiness, and it's brought them to a place of despair. Because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way leads to death. Physical death, emotional death, sort of a giving up, despair. It can have different ways. But I want you to know, when the Lord is in the center of your life, boy, you can go through anything. You can go through a sickness. You can go through a financial loss. You can go through losing your job. You can go through losing a spouse, losing a child, as hard as those things can be. But when you have something in the very core of your life, when you have eternity and Christ in the center of your life, it keeps you on an even keel. And you can go through very strong adversity, but you can come through the other side. Only Jesus satisfies the longing of our heart. We need God with us. We need God with us. Jeremy sang the song, "While you were sleeping, there was a Christ child born." I wonder how many people tonight are going through Christmas celebrations, but they are asleep spiritually. They're not aware of spiritual realities. They're living in the temporal, but they're not awake to reality. The saddest thing that could be is to celebrate Christmas, God with us, but be asleep spiritually to your own hunger and desire for it and longing for it and need for it. And so my prayer tonight, as we're in this place, that we'll have a new appreciation for God with us. We'll realize why Jesus came, why he was in the flesh, why he came to break down that barrier of sin, why the Holy Spirit was given, which is God with us, to come into our life, to have that intimacy with him, to transform us and make us new. And my prayer in closing is that we would be awake to that reality. So I wonder if you would stand with me this evening. Allow me to pray with you. I'm going to pray a prayer to awaken your soul. I'm going to pray a prayer tonight to awaken your soul. Lord Jesus, right now in this place, I say, awake the souls in this auditorium. Awake our spirit. Awake our soul. Make us aware of spiritual realities. Lord, bring us in touch with our spiritual desires and spiritual longings. Lord, remove all those things that we have papered over our soul, trying to satisfy the longing of our soul. And I say, Lord, awaken us tonight by your Holy Spirit. Call our name. Call our name. Call the name of every person in this place this evening. Awaken us. Lord, may we sense your presence. May we hear your voice in the depths of our spirit. May we have a hunger for you, Lord. And Lord, we know if we hunger and thirst after you, we shall be filled. So Lord, in this simple moment, I ask that this night would change us forever, that we would be more spiritually attuned. Our spirit would be sharper and keener and more sensitive to your spirit. Awaken us, O Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. We are going to end this service with a time of communion. I'm going to ask if the six couples that are going to help us in serving tonight. If you'll just come, and three on each side, just stand with me tonight. Jesus talking to the people said, "Most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. All that the Father gives me, he will come to me, will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day." The Lord was constantly speaking about natural things, but giving them a spiritual reality. We eat natural bread to give natural life. And Jesus was basically saying to him, "Listen,